Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful chaos of life, especially when you're wired a little differently. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain's constantly buzzing but you can't seem to focus on anything important? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout as practically a badge of honor. But what if I told you there's another way? A way to find balance, cultivate calm, and actually thrive, not just survive? That's what we're diving into today. Self-care strategies for those of us who are prone to hitting that wall hard. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations. It's no wonder so many of us feel stretched thin. But here's the thing. Taking care of ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like that saying about putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. Although those are awesome, it's about actively prioritizing our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you build a self-care routine that actually works for you. First up, recognize your unique needs. We're all wired differently, right? What energizes one person might drain another. Pay attention to what truly refills your cup, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, connecting with loved ones, or indulging in a good book. Don't fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. Your self-care journey is personal and should reflect what brings you joy and peace. Next, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your soul. Think of it as an investment in your overall well-being, time well spent, trust me. Speaking of investments, let's talk about movement. I know. The thought of exercise can feel daunting when you're already feeling overwhelmed. But even small bursts of activity can make a big difference. A quick walk around the block, some gentle stretching, or dancing to your favorite tunes, it all counts. Now, let's talk boundaries. Remember that saying, "No" is a complete sentence? It's absolutely crucial for setting healthy boundaries and protecting your energy. You don't have to be everything to everyone, and saying no to commitments that drain you frees up space for things that truly matter. And finally, let's not forget the power of mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply breathe, observe your thoughts without judgment, and connect with the present moment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations available if you're new to mindfulness. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. All right, let's ground this in reality. Imagine this. You wake up feeling tired and overwhelmed by a mountain of emails and tasks. Your mind is racing, and you feel that familiar urge to hit snooze and just stay in bed. But wait, remember those self-care strategies we talked about? You decide to start your day with a quick walk outside. The fresh air and sunlight do wonders for your mood. You return feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day. Later, you set aside a dedicated time slot for focused work, shutting off distractions and giving yourself permission to fully engage in that task. When a colleague asks for something extra, you politely decline, explaining that you're already committed to other priorities. By prioritizing self-care, you not only reduce stress but also boost your productivity and creativity. It's a win-win situation. So remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. By incorporating these self-care strategies into your daily routine, you can move from burnout to balance and create a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm for more tips and tricks on navigating the amazing world of neurodiversity. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.